Hi, welcome to another episode with Conditioning WOD. We make athletes go harder for longer.
Hi guys, this is Tom Wiles from CrossFit 1664. Welcome to the first podcast from Conditioning WOD. Along with me today is Justin Lord from Paleo in a Box and also co-owner of Conditioning WOD.
Hello guys.
Guys, what we're going to be talking about today is a recent post we put onto Conditioning WOD, which kicked up a bit of a stir, which is absolutely fantastic. And basically it was about Athlete A and Athlete B. Hopefully you would have read it. If not, head over to Conditioning WOD on Facebook, like us over there, and conditioningwod.com. Justin, what is Athlete A and Athlete B and who are they?
So, Athlete A and Athlete B are talking to you right now.
Hello.
Athlete A is traditionally the guy who's got a bit of a strength background, like your rugby players, your bodybuilders, your strength and conditioners, some sort of kind of sport where it kind of is where there's huge speed involved, and that is exactly me myself. That is my background. Lots of lifting, lots of bodybuilding, lots of strength work, lots of weightlifting. And then you've got your Athlete B, who's got a huge background in your 10,000 meter runner, your triathlons, your Ironmans, and also, like Tom, crazy people who do stuff like Marathon des Sables, which Tom cracked out this year.
Oh, yeah.
In fact. So that's your kind of strength. So that's your Athlete A and Athlete B. My background, Athlete A. Tom's background, Athlete B. Now, what we've been seeing in our box particularly, obviously because we've got eyes on it every single day, is that you've got these two people coming in from these two backgrounds. And what happens within the box is that much of the programming follows something like a standard warm-up, then into your strength element, then into your weightlifting, and then a WOD that isn't predominantly based around conditioning as such. Something that would involve some heavy clean and jerks into some, maybe some snatch, some, help me out here.
Any sort of overhead squats, any other sort of Olympic movement. And what Justin's getting at is bang on. The athlete A, let's say athlete A and athlete B join the box exactly the same time. Athlete A is already better, he's already stronger, he's more explosive. And what do we train at CrossFit on a typical session? We come in, we do a warm up, 400 meters, 10 press ups, ab mats, or squats, mobilize, it's all fairly standard stuff. And then we'll go into some sort of strength element, like Justin said, we'll go maybe overhead squats, 5 sets, 5 overhead squats. Athlete A is going to be much better because he's done this before, he's more stronger. And then we're going to go into a lift, so maybe clean and jerks or snatch. Again, Athlete A is more explosive. And then, as Justin said, we go into a WOD, which is then most of the time has some sort of Olympic movements in there. So Athlete B gets this massive exposure to everything he's not very good at, whereas Athlete A is already fairly good at this stuff. He's got it dialed in. So he's not getting exposed to what he's not good at. So me as Athlete B, I've only just really started my CrossFit career, and I've come straight in, never lifted a bar before, and now I can clean and jerk 100 kilos or more, and squat snatch 70 kilos, and I've already sort of, you know, progressed up in sort of 6 months to a year that far, whereas someone else who come in and start at the same time me, who had this background, we'll probably be around the same sort of lifting at stand at the moment, yet I've still got this other tool in another weapon in my armory, which is my endurance background, which I can rely on these longer WODs. Justin talked you through a little WOD we did today and how it affected us totally differently.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we've been recently been kind of doing some inverted commas superhero stuff on Fridays. Myself and Tom obviously are working on our weaknesses throughout the week, but we come together on a Friday for what we call a superhero, and that's kind of where we put both elements together. Tom We'll bring in his element of his an endurance wad. I'll bring in the element of a more of a heavy lifting wad, and the two come together, and we do the two back to back. Today it was this Witten, which is the hero wad straight from CrossFit HQ, and that is 22 kettlebell swing, 22 box jumps, 400 meter run. 22 burpees and 22 wall ball, 5 rounds. And what we've done is added to that Diane as well. So Tom, with his endurance background, comes in and absolutely smashes me on a total time by 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which for you is...
Yeah, that's
in your wheelhouse, isn't
it? Yeah, without a doubt. It's a fairly standard wad for any other athlete, be not just me, but I'll say me. You know, moving a light weight repeatedly for a long period of time. I think it took me around 32 minutes, 32.
Something like that.
Yeah, so 32 minutes to complete Witten. And like just said, it's in my wheelhouse, it's my domain. And then went into... Diane, which took around 8.5-9 minutes. We haven't actually worked out the full scores yet. And like Justin said, we picked these two totally different wads. We try to get a really a heavy wad and a light wad, a long duration. So a heavy sort of fast wad and a longer light wad. And we push them together and see who comes out overall. The week before, we did something similar. We did...
We did the heavy wad first.
We did 5 muscle-ups, 10 clean power cleans at 80 kilos, 10 front rack lunges at 80 kilos, 5 shoulder to overhead at 80 kilos, followed by 15 double wall ball.
That was five rounds again for that.
And we put on the back of that Jackie. So as soon as you finish that, as soon as you put that last wall ball down, you go straight into Jackie. And Justin beat me overall time of 10 minutes on that. So you can see that we've taken on our own ethos of training our weaknesses. Justin's out, you know, I sort of program for Justin. He asked me to program for him and I asked him to program for me. So he programs all my strength stuff and Olympic lifting and helps me out with that. And for Justin, I just give him some more interval stuff, the stuff I'm sort of been brought up on, interval training, and trying to get his aerobic endurance background. So for me, that's the foundation of fitness, to get that nice and broad so then he can peak up to, you know, to a competition. Tell them some of the sort of things you've been doing for your conditioning wads.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working way out of my comfort zone in the conditioning stuff. And when I can say I condition... I'm conditioning light. I'm not doing anything more than rowing, running, box jumps, wall ball, burpees, anything like that. It's always light, lots and lots of reps, long endurance stuff. I've also been doing the interval training. I've been working, I've done like Monday, I did my 30, what we call 30-30-30, and that's 30 seconds at a high intensity, followed by 30 seconds rest 30 times. And that might sound like a hangout, but actually it wasn't too bad. It was more endurance based, and I needed that. I needed lots of intervals for a long period of time. So it's a 30 minute total workout, but only like 15-16 minutes work. I'm also then working into other energy systems. So I'm working at 2 minutes on the row with a 90 second rest, about 6 to 8 rounds. I'm also doing the shorter intense wads of 30 seconds, also Tabatas. And then I've got my tempos and my recovery runs as well. And it all seems to be working really, really well. But like we said earlier on, the traditional programming in affiliates is... Obviously, you've got to do the right thing by your clients and make it as interesting as you possibly can. But it tends to be around this kind of steering clear of your 5x5s, 5x500 meter rows with different elements of rest in there, or even sprints, or even just a 5K run or a 5K row. So a lot of the programming for most of the guys in the box tends to steer away from that and tend to aim towards the stuff which is going to keep people coming time and time again.
Yeah, without a doubt, we see a lot of Olympic lift and strength heavy, which we without a doubt people need to get strong and people need to get more efficient at Olympic lifting. But I really think there's a bit of a gap starting to form where we're missing actual conditioning, low body weight stuff to build these guys' endurance up, to make... So Justin, hand on his heart, to make him a better athlete, to start winning some of these competitions, you're going to have to get your endurance up, aren't you?
Without a doubt, yeah.
And same for me, my endurance is there. I have to get my strength higher. We were at Manchester Games this year, and on the second day, it was some sort of shoulder to overhead movement, and that's where I'm weakest. It got built up to 80 kilos, so it was a 10... clean and jerks, ground to overhead, so everyone's clean and jerking. I think 10 and clean and jerks at 60 kilos, 10 chest to bar, 10 at 70 kilo, 10 chest to bar, 10 at 80, and at that point 85 kg is my one rep max. So I without a doubt have to get stronger, but I wasn't blowing out on anything else apart from the weight, you know, the volume of the days, you know, of the day before, and that day was all fine. It was literally the weight, how heavy it was. So Justin's been programmed for me. I'm doing your typical 5x5. I'm doing two a days and stuff like that to get my strength up. Mm. Some of you guys have seen the Athlete A and Athlete B post on Facebook, and we got some really good responses.
That's it. Yeah, we had one from CrossFit Leatherneck, and he shared it saying that it was a really good analogy and something to think about when programming, which is what we hope you're going to take away from this. And also CrossFit Stasis or Stasis, he posted read this and you'll get why I'm old school and try to mix it up as much as I can. And that's kind of what we're trying to say is if myself and Tom continued doing those standard WODs that we just spoke about, then Tom is really, really going to be on my heels in absolutely no time whatsoever because he's training his weaknesses. But for me, with that standard programming, I'm going to get left behind. So I'm almost coming backwards. Tom's moving up forwards. And all of a sudden, you've got a situation where athlete B overtakes athlete A. So what we want you to take away from this is that don't feel scared about incorporating the less fancy WODs.
Yeah. It's not sexy. It's not pretty, like Justin said. It's out pounding 200 meter repeats. There's nothing glamorous about it. You might do 6 200 meters and with an enforced 1 minute. That's your WOD. It's not nice. It's not pretty. It doesn't look good on the whiteboard when you come in. Or if that's your case and you're worried clients won't like it, maybe give them some sort of homework or set up a side page or push them to our page. That's why we've built this conditioning WOD. Most of our exercises can be done at home. It's for the guys to just sort of improve or keep themselves ticking over. Most of our WODs are sort of between the 5 and 15, 20 minute mark. So the guys can come in a little bit early and they do this WOD. It's not going to beat them up. They're still going to be able to lift heavy afterwards. It's very low weight but high volume. So they should be able to just lift just as well after it as they did before it. We're going to have to start round up now. I've actually got a class coming in 10 minutes to teach. We hope you enjoyed this. It's our first podcast. Let us know if you want to hear anything else about conditioning WOD. And we're going to keep you updated how we're getting on, how athlete A, Justin, athlete B, myself are getting on and we're progressing. Our next competition is going to be the London Throwdown. Hopefully we'll catch some of you there. If you're listening
UK, something I wanted to get in about competitions, not to run on even more. I just remembered it. Looking back to the Manchester Games and lots of the other games and throwdowns that go on around your area, if you look to day one, if it's a two-day event, a lot of those events in day one normally are
brilliant. They're perfect for me. day one is all about athlete B. Every time, every competition to go to, it's lightweight.
Yeah,
everyone can get through, and it's just who's got the biggest engine.
Exactly.
If you haven't got that engine, you don't really need a lot of skill. You can get through to day two, and then day two, it's proper CrossFit.
That's where it gets your muscle ups. It's heavy. There's ladders. There's all that sort of thing, and that's kind of the stuff I need to make sure 100% that I get through to. So I need to be doing the stuff that Tom's finding easier on day one. Tom needs to do the stuff that I'm finding easier on day two.
Together,
that way,
we'd make an awesome team. We are the A team.
We're going to progress together.
But no, that could be a different podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Competitions and build up to competitions. And we've got a couple of great guests who are going to come in. We've got Dean Durney, squat world champion, isn't he? Squat.
Yeah, he's 11-time world champion.
For his age group, holder. Yeah. So legendary, good guy. We've got Dave Garrett, who talks about the mindset, which is big for Justin. You don't mind me saying,
massive,
dude.
Yeah,
mindset,
yeah,
pre-comp mindset. And nutrition stuff from Justin, from Paleo in a Box, and all sorts. So hopefully you enjoy this podcast.
We're also looking at the different energy systems, different tips that you can do to boost those energy systems.
Yeah.
You've got your aerobic, your lactic, your kind of glycolytic, and all those sorts of energy systems that we want to help you to build up and make you a more well-rounded.
It's a minefield. It's a minefield out there, and we're here to guide you and help you through.
Boom.
But if you head over to, if you like this, head over to iTunes, give us 5 stars. If you don't like this, don't listen again. So again, once more, we're on Conditioning Wad. If you search for that on Facebook, come and like us. Conditioningwad.com, CrossFit1664.com. If you're ever in the UK, west of London, come and train with us. We look forward
Yes, please.
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Take care, guys. See you.